Before going on to our next topic, which will be the joining together of histone monomers to form dimers, I wish to return to the extra helices I mentioned earlier. Extra here means in addition to the three central helices, upon which we have been concentrating most of our attention. This I do for two reasons. First of all, to introduce some terminology for the extra helices, and secondly, to show something of the geometry relative to the three-helix core. We'll look at two extra helices that we've looked at before, but now we'll look just a little bit more closely. First, let's look at the extra helix in histone H3. We've seen it before, but the question I wish to raise now is, what shall we call this? We have helices 3, 2, and 1, and this is proximal, or N-terminal, or N-word if you will, to helix 1, and the only number we know of which is less than 1 is 0. Therefore, with little available in the way of logical alternative, I have decided to call this extra helix helix 0. It's admittedly a funny sort of name, but it gets even worse. It's highly probable that there's yet a fifth small alpha helix proximal to this one, and what shall we call that? Since I discovered it after getting quite accustomed to the terminology helix 0, I had no choice but to call the fifth helix, which is discussed in part 2 of this series, helix sub-zero. I know it sounds more like a refrigerator brand than a chemical structure, but I got painted into a nomenclature corner and I've resigned myself to my fate.